Go, New York, go, New York, go. Sweep. Knicks in four. Three, two, one. Kevin, what up, buddy?
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad we just had, 20 minutes of basketball talk because we got more basketball related topics. And stuff starting up, ads are coming.
Yeah, sorry guys, the New York Knicks are on fire and design is important, but not as important as Knicks basketball.
I think you get a couple minutes on the pod to talk about the stuff you like.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
I appreciate that. Thank you for giving me permission to talk about the things I like on my own podcast, Kevin. When the Bengals went on their run, we got to talk about Bengals
we
and the Knicks. Do you see the courtside last night? It was Gary V, fucking Chris Rock, Ben Stiller,
Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez.
Benny Blanco.
They got to be the most annoying celebrity couple.
I kind of like them. I don't know why. There's something about them that I like.
Do you like the fact that they're just really annoying?
I don't know. I find...
Also, how are they leading off the Knicks carousel on Instagram? Huh?
She's the most famous person on Instagram. That's
she really?
Yeah. What? She's the most she's the most followed person on Instagram.
That's crazy. All right, whatever.
So that's that makes, out. That checks out. She could be dating, Trevor Noah, and it wouldn't matter. It just, she could date anybody.
Did you see Melo's outfit?
Yeah, he was wearing that Wu-Tang Yankees hat.
Yeah, with the knit sweater and the knit shorts. Knit shorts. That's crazy. I need those. I need that outfit.
He always looks
that's
good.
So far.
Melo does not come to the Garden without a fit on.
Yeah, he just launched a weed strain too.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What's it called?
420. Yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah, he's been doing
a
lot of ads.
I was fucking stoned when I saw the ad.
Melo's in his ads era. Did you see that one where he makes fun of the draft day suit that he wore?
Good ad.
Do you see the?
He should be getting that bag.
I love Carmelo Anthony.
Making a big media play. I mean, everyone loves him.
You could put him on the Jumbotron for 30 years, and Knick fans will be.
Oh yeah, he's just a legend.
John Starks, Sprewell. All those guys.
Sprewell's a great jersey.
Yeah, man.
Especially since he choked his coach.
I've been wearing this one for a while.
That's
this
the hardest thing
in
ever.
The closet for a long ass time.
That's that's one of the best Knicks colorways
thank
as
you.
Well.
Thank you.
The checkerboard.
I have a Starks old one, and it's just it's a little beat up. It's probably I probably had it for 30 years, so it's 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 worn down a little bit. But this one is
put it up in the rafters.
I should. I refuse to donate it or get rid of it.
Yeah,
I need to keep it forever.
That one will stay forever. It's got the embroidery.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting a Josh Hart jersey just because that is my guy. Or an Isaiah Hartenstein jersey. Both totally legitimate. A bunch of jerseys out this week. Did you see the Lions and the Broncos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty meh.
They're fine, right?
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I personally would have just done such a better job.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, same. That's how I feel. Exactly. No matter what it is, I would have done it better.
Yeah.
That's
I think
key.
The Lions especially,
sure.
They're blanks. But they just rock the silver helmet, blue jersey, silver pants. Those are so crazy. Those need to be in the rotation, if not the primaries. So
yeah, no, those two teams have pretty iconic uniforms, and Zach Wilson's gonna look awesome in those Denver Broncos.
The Broncos are pretty trash. I'm not gonna lie. hate that.
I don't know why we're talking about them.
I mean, it's a design story.
It is a design story.
Our football, our teams, not brands.
Yeah, no, you are right. And so,
but I think Detroit's is way better than Denver's. Denver's is so generic and trash.
Yeah. I agree with you. My favorite piece of I think jersey updates are now just marketing. That's what people want.
Just like a rebrand.
It's just a rebrand, and they want to see
sell more jerseys.
The Connect jersey. Do you see that one for the Mets? It's kind of gray and black, and
they got so many meanings in there. They got so much hidden stuff. The seven train.
Yeah.
The seven train circle on the button on the hat.
I gotta say. I don't love them. I think they're I don't think they're terrible. It's not an outright disaster, but I don't know. There's something about that dark charcoal gray that doesn't feel very.
What was the reasoning behind that?
I don't know. I got to look at it a little bit closer. Speaking of design stories in sports,
I don't want to toot my own team's horn, but the Cincinnati Reds City Connect are pretty sharp.
Okay, I'm looking at them right now. Yeah, the NYC across the chest is pretty cool. And the type is pretty solid. That's kind of
The type's great.
I hate the hat. The hat is a travesty. That is
a disaster. Did you know the Queensboro Bridge was in New York?
Yeah, the Queensboro Bridge? It's like,
hey, I heard your team was in New York, so we put the bridge on it. Put the bridge on your hat.
Yeah, the jerseys are the best part by far, and I still think
color's weird.
The colors are a little weird, but I think it's an 8 out of 10 for me. It's not a disaster.
I think it's really tough when they do these non-primary colors for teams.
Yeah,
because it's like you can't even tell, like, and you can't even tell it's the Mets without like that hat. Like, I guess there's probably like a side hit somewhere, but
I agree with you. It should still be like tangentially connected to the team's color.
Yeah,
like even if you like push the colors a little bit dark, like darker orange or darker blue or cream or something.
Why aren't they in all orange or all blue?
Yeah, I don't know. Or just like tie them back to the main jerseys a little bit better for me. And I think that's where.
Well, actually, the type on the jerseys it's actually just bigger type from the jerseys.
I did know that, and I do think that's cool. That for me, that
is cool. Yeah.
That's the coolest part of it is that they kept the Mets kind of script and they put that on the front. But yeah, I agree with you. When I'm watching a game and I turn it on and I'm like, "Who is that team playing?" Because you can't tell that it's the Mets or the like they do this in basketball a ton, like where you're like,
"Yeah,
is there like is that the Bucks? Like what uniform are they even wearing tonight?" So. I don't know. I think marketing in 2024 is really interesting.
It's just everything.
And I think, yeah, it's everything. And I think one of my favorite parts about it is the Joker dressed as Gru for Despicable Me. Like that's a marketing campaign that someone in some agency came up with and was like, "Hey, did you see online that people think Jokic looks like Gru?" And they were like,
"Opportunity.
Let's get him. Let's do a whole campaign with him and promote it during the NBA playoffs."
Well, you know what they say. Opportunity's knocking. You got to let that motherfucker in.
I agree. The scarf is sort of...
No, that was great.
That was perfect.
I didn't even see the pregame fit until after I saw the commercial.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I did quite like the commercial.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go see Minions. I'm gonna go see Despicable Me 4.
You're a Minions guy, though. That's
I could be a Minions guy.
Oh, what do you mean? You love Minions, Kevin?
I mean, I think I saw the first movie, Despicable
Kevin,
Me.
You and all your friends went. Remember, you dressed up in suits and went to go see Minions. Remember that back in 2020 or whatever.
I wish I was that young.
Yeah, that was sick. No, I think Jokic. I mean, I just love the guy. It's just like, you know, his style of play, his attitude, that famous clip where he got upset that the parade happening. That's just the greatest thing. forever, you know, love that man for that. And
He rocks.
Yeah, he rocks. And so to see him doing Despicable Me promo in the tunnel, I saw the tunnel fit and then the commercial. I was like, this is perfect. This is 2024
marketing. Do you think
marketing.
He's going to keep doing it?
I don't know. What will they do next? They'll keep running that
commercial.
I guess
I didn't see it last night.
Yeah. They won again.
The Lakers were the Lakers again. Did the same exact thing.
Yeah. It's great. Kevin, did you? We didn't do a pod last week. I heard rumor is that you did a solo episode. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I gave it a go.
Really?
Pretty bad.
So what happened? Did you set up mics? Did you?
Sat on the couch. Yeah, I just sat on the couch.
Oh, wow.
Had a camera rolling.
Rolled a camera?
Yeah, I rolled a camera.
What did you talk about?
Just some stuff. Called Pete once.
Okay, you took some calls?
No, just one. And then after that, I was like, oh, this is awful.
Did you do topics?
I did a couple topics.
Really?
I tried to do the Barbie one.
Okay.
I don't know.
I would pay to hear this, I think.
It was really bad. I ended up just like giving up.
Honestly, I love this.
I just tapped out.
I like that. No,
it was rough.
You quit.
Yeah,
you quit on the show.
Yeah.
Listen, I applaud you for even trying. I think doing a solo pod is difficult. Like Bill Burr does one, or I think there's some people out there.
Yeah,
I'm
not that guy. It's okay.
Wait, you're not Bill Burr?
No.
Okay. But
I'm not him.
I like that we now have a pod that will be unreleased. It'll be part of the lore.
Well, I actually just deleted it.
No,
Yeah.
You didn't delete. You got video then?
Actually, I don't know. I think I have the files on my computer.
Okay, keep that. We need that for future.
I don't know.
Potential listening. It was 4:20, Kevin. Did you blaze it up?
I did. I went to Washington Square Park.
Okay.
The biggest.
It was a nice day out.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it was sunny.
A little like cold and
kind
windy,
of perfect though. But I mean, I was like in, you know, pants and a t-shirt, and I was just like chilling.
Yeah, no,
it was good.
Yeah.
How was the
420 energy?
It smelled crazy
in
there.
Yeah.
There's so many people. Like, it was kind of overwhelming. Everyone, okay. Like, everyone was selling something. A bunch of vendors. Ton of freaking pot.
Merchandise.
I actually didn't see that much merch, to be honest. Okay. It was mainly just weed. Yeah. Like, I think the good thing about those events is, like, you know, there's not many. There's people, yeah, they're not coming for a t-shirt. They're coming
to
get stoned and whatever. Yeah, I mean, there was like a ton of people in the park. It was kind of cool. I've never really been to like a group smoke like that. So
I guess that happens now because legalized
weed. It's been happening. Like, it's a tradition at Washington Park.
Oh, okay.
So and they do a similar thing in like, this. Yeah, they do a similar thing in like San Francisco. They have like a massive one in San Francisco.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, it got kind of foggy. Like, it was
wow,
cool.
Wow, an eclipse of sorts.
Yeah, kind of an eclipse.
Yeah, wow. Perfect day weather-wise. That.
Yeah, but it was cool to go once. Probably may or may not find myself there again. But
Is weed corny now that it's legal?
Yeah, weed is so corny.
Okay,
now.
I agree.
There were so many people at the event that are like, you know, weed's my entire personality.
Yeah,
which good for them. I can't really judge, but
I don't know.
Now
that
it's mainstream, it's.
Yeah, it's too legal.
It's lost its edge.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone smokes weed now. So. You know, which is good, and it's all the legalization and decriminalization is
great.
But
yes, we can agree.
I don't know, the culture surrounding it is just kind of washed.
Yeah, it's a little cringe in the way that it's branded. We've talked about this many times on the show about sort of the Zazavication of New York. And yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like, these stores have some of the worst aesthetics you've ever seen in your life. They're just like,
you
know, man pads, if you will, just kind of like very bizarre, weird situations in most of them. And then, you see a lot of weed in the streets. Like, I'll walk to the office and there'll just be people blazing up, you know, 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, just on the streets. Like, yeah, it's happening.
New York is the weed city.
I guess so.
No, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think it will ever get there, but it is. It's happening. And so, 420, beautiful weather. Spring is like, you know, kind of on its way here. So I could see that. I went for a run, Kevin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was
out
there.
Were you freaking stoned?
No. Absolutely not.
They say it's good.
Is it?
People enjoy it, yeah.
Not me. I tried to work out once, I think, and I have asthma, so I couldn't really breathe.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
I did take 3 2-milligram gummies, though.
Nice.
Kevin.
Total of six?
Total of six, not at the same time. Because that would be fucking crazy.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
No. But
they build, you know.
Yeah, that's my move. I kind of take one and I'm like, okay, you know, not, you know, I'm feeling okay. Let me take another. Then maybe, you know, before dinner, you know, maybe another one.
Mm-hmm.
It was off the charts, man. Big.
Yeah.
You should have seen me, bro. It was wild. I watched one episode of Curb.
The new season. Wow.
The new season.
Slowly chipping away.
Mm-hmm. Disgruntled.
Disgruntled is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, it was fine. It was okay. Gerard Carmichael show. Have you dabbled? Yeah, I hit another two of those. Great, really good. Like, I had, you know, I enjoyed the first one, but it kind of keeps getting better. He's a character, man. Huh. He's really interesting, and the show is worth a watch. So
nice.
Check it out. I think you'll like it.
I will.
I watched one murder doc on Netflix where a woman put a hit out on her parents. And
nice.
And
how'd that work out for her?
They killed her mother, but not her father. They shot them both, but the father survived and then put her in prison. So,
damn.
Spoiler alert. But the show is called What Jennifer Did. So kind of was pretty clear all the way that maybe Jennifer was behind these murders.
Hmm.
So yeah. Netflix, maybe
they spoiled it.
Yeah, they spoiled it. So I'm sorry. But a wild weekend for me, Kevin. Really wild.
Wow.
Off
nice.
The charts. But, you know, I'm just, you know, New York Knicks, baby. You know, all I can think about.
That's
is,
good. That's
is,
good to be consumed by something.
Yeah. No, weed. Don't make weed your personality. But sports? Yes.
Yeah. No, yeah, I, yes. You know. You know how we roll here.
Of course, yeah. A big round one victory versus the Sixers is just gonna make me feel good. I'm feeling good today. The sun's shining. The Knicks are 2-0 up in round one against a good team to give them some, you know, sort of some energy and some sort of you know, kind of motivation and some good feelings and some momentum going into second round.
Yeah. Well, it is cool to see New York buzzing like this. You know, I feel like it's, you know, confirmed basketball city.
No, of course.
Rangers, it's a baseball city too. And I guess a hockey city as well. But
yeah,
like,
what's going on with the Rangers? They won?
I don't know. I'm not a hockey puckhead.
Not a puckhead?
No, I'll keep up with it maybe a little bit. But I don't know what's going on in hockey.
Rangers are up 1-0. They played tonight. Wow. So
New York's on fire right now.
There was a time in 1994 when the Knicks and the Rangers were both in the finals.
I wasn't even alive then.
You were not alive. O.J. Simpson, R.I.P., murdered his wife at this time.
Allegedly.
And the Knicks wound up losing, and the Rangers wound up winning. And that was the last time that New York had two very legitimate teams in hockey and basketball, respectively,
like,
at the same time.
Like it's 1994 again.
Yeah, they played the game. They played Knicks and Rangers played the same day.
Wow.
Finals games.
Wow.
And that same day, O.J. Simpson. So a wild day.
That is a wild day. Damn.
In American history and New York. Yeah. There's a 30 for 30 about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to see New York buzzing like this. So, you know, good for them. I'm rooting for you guys.
Yeah.
They
interrupted the game. They were like, we now interrupt the game to tell you about the story. And they showed the chase during game 5. It was of the New York Knicks finals. And a day in American sports history.
Wow. Shout out to O.J. Simpson.
Shout out to O.J. Gone too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Cool. So that one day in 1994, where were you? 30 years ago. So things are happening here in New York. Should you want to talk about design a little bit?
Yeah. Let's talk about design.
Yeah, I was trying to find the date. June 17th, 1994.
Wow.
Yep, a wild day. Let's change topics away from sports and talk about Wemby.
Why don't we save Wemby?
Oh, you want to save Wemby? Okay, let's save Wemby. He got a sick new look.
We've just been hammering the fucking basketball topics.
I mean, we have a lot of sports topics here. Let's just fucking do it. It's fucking Sports Center. Let's go. Wemby has a Nike partnership, but has not had a logo yet until now on the day of the eclipse, which was about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
They decided to announce the logo alongside the astronomical event, and they sort of put the circular alien logo in crops, or at least it appeared that way. I don't know if they actually did it.
They definitely did not do
that. They definitely did not do it. They would have been a lot cooler if they did. But it is a sort of circular basketball logo with an alien in the face, and it fucking rocks. I'm just going to say it.
It's great.
Nick's on the brain. Nike player logos are pretty hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
I would say there's been some really good ones over the years. I think the LeBron one's pretty great. I think the KD one is pretty good. Melo one, kind of trash. I'm trying to think of others off the top of my head that are sort of like
Kobe.
Nike.
Kobe's just great.
Nike player logos. And Kyrie Irving one is okay. Derrick Rose one was okay.
Yeah, Derrick Rose is kind of whack.
Obviously the Jordan one is the best of all time. There's a lot of people out there that care a lot about player logos. I think it's kind of an interesting topic and just kind of like
we are a design show.
Yeah, no, it is cool to think about. Like the Tiger one famously was great, and now he's got the new one, Sunday Red, which was kind of cool to see him wearing it during the Masters.
Did he make it to Sunday?
He did. He made the cut and he played Sunday, and he wore a Sunday red polo. And the coolest part about it was that they put that new emblem right below the button. The third button on the polo. So it didn't sit on the chest where it traditionally sits. It sat right here, which I thought was an interesting placement. It just kind of, you know, switched it up a little bit.
And yeah, front and center.
Yeah, it was front and center, and I like that. And so, yeah, player logos are a thing. And so Wemby is now sort of in that sort of elusive class, and he deserves it. And so they kind of have the Nike GT Hustle 2 Alien sneakers, which has the alien sort of logo on the back, and it's sort of all perfect for Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, well deserved. They usually do this stuff after. I think they usually do this stuff after the first season, just to make sure they're not going to be, you know, yeah, total bust.
Yeah, they probably had this in development for a little bit, and then they kind of, yeah, you're right. They probably, they typically wait. Like, yeah. I just saw that Caitlin Clark is going to get her own signature shoe with Nike, and she'll probably get a logo, and she'll probably
I think they'll probably fast track that one.
Yeah.
But
I thought, hand up, I think I may have even said this on the pod, I thought Wemby was going to be a huge bust. I just thought it wasn't going to work. I thought he just was too long and skinny and just like wasn't going to work in the NBA. He was going to get sort of manhandled.
I was so wrong.
You know who was right? My dad. My dad said he's going to be one of the greats. We went to his first game at the Garden. No, he is incredible.
One of the greats. I mean, come on.
Okay,
for sure. We got a
rookie of the year. Easy. And he rules. He's an awesome basketball player and seemingly a great guy.
Yeah, seemingly.
He goes to bed at 9 o'clock and reads. Did you have you heard about that?
No. I'm more interested in his foot workouts.
His foot workouts.
Yeah, he's getting those feet dexterous and strong to prevent injury. And yeah. I'm into foot strength.
Talk about it, Kevin. Yeah. What about foot strength? Are you really sort of most intrigued by?
I want to get my toes to be splayed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those TikTok videos where they just, chiropractor, they just come and they bend that sort of foot back and it all cracks and it just looks like they just broke that person's foot. Mm. Apparently, you can crack bodies like that. And yeah, Wemby does some pretty crazy stretches. I saw that his yoga game.
Well, he's got a really, I like his approach to physical fitness. He's very holistic.
Yeah, yeah. He's very pliable.
Yeah.
Tom Brady would appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's a cool, like, new age approach, and I'm with it.
Yeah, I mean, Embiid, not to go back to the Knicks, but like that man just is not going to be able to play a full basketball game. Like, he's constantly hurt and just can't run.
Well, the two big Skechers signees are pretty hurt this year.
I mean, are you shocked?
Randall and Embiid?
Is that a story that people are talking about online? They should be. That's why you don't sign with Skechers. You have to sign with Nike because you need their sort of advanced technology in their sneakers. So, Wemby, rookie of the year, this logo is...
Yeah, it's fire. It's
unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, you got to lean into your sort of alienness if you're Wemby.
Like, absolutely.
You can't pretend like that's something you're offended by. He has an alien. I mean,
yeah, he's 7'4"?
Yeah, I mean, he's an alien-looking guy. And his wingspan is the crazy part. It's like, it's not even just his height. Guys have been that tall before. It's just how long his arms go down.
Well, and how he can move and handle and shoot. Yeah, how he can do everything at...
Wemby rules. Yeah. And Popovich is doing a good job with him in San Antonio. Such a sports podcast. No, the logo is great. Yeah. And NBA player logos and all sport logos are tricky. Like, I think there's, like I said, there's been a handful of great ones over the years and a whole handful of sort of mediocre ones, quite a number of mediocre ones. CP3, Tracy McGrady, just like sort of marks that you can't even sort of really remember. Mm-hmm. You know which one was good? Starberry. Remember the Starberry mark? That was
so good. He got a tattooed on his skull.
He got tattooed on his head. He's been at the Garden.
Yeah.
They finally welcomed him back. I don't know what, sort of a situation has been going on with Dolan's.
He's like the Michael Jordan of China.
Is that true? Yeah,
he's like the greatest basketball player of all time over there. Yeah. He just like went over there and dominated.
I'm so happy that the Sphere is working out so that Dolan is like seemingly less involved in the Garden. So all these old players are coming back, and I guess they're not, their lifetime bans.
Well, I mean, also the Knicks are like good and are promising. So
the Knicks are back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's move on to another story. The 76ers.
No, it's Chick-fil-A Brickin' for Chicken. That's the.
Oh, it's the Clippers, no?
No, but it's like, so they have like, several NBA partners.
Okay, so it's not just one team.
No, it's not just one
team. Okay, so let me take that back. So the story comes from Chick-fil-A. I'm going to say something about Chick-fil-A. I think it's incredibly overrated. I just do not think it is as good as people have made it out to be. I think it is fine. On a road trip recently, I got it, and I enjoyed it.
It's one of the better things you can get through a drive-thru.
That's fair. I will give it that, but it is not.
I'd rather In-N-Out, but you know,
I definitely would prefer In-N-Out. I've not had Raising Cane's. I need to get that on my radar.
Yeah,
it's on my radar, but I need to get it into my body.
A box of chicken tenders is fucking nuts. Dude, I need that sauce and fries.
They have one in the city, right? There's one in.
They
Manhattan
have one
now.
In downtown Brooklyn now.
Will they deliver or no? That's too far.
I don't get it delivered, dude.
You have to go there.
Don't fried chicken get delivered, bro? It's gonna be all soggy.
Dude, I'm so
fucking
lazy.
Watery.
Okay, fine. Right after this pot, I'm going to Raising Cane's and downtown.
No, you should plan a night out.
Cancel my schedule.
You should, if you ever have the chance to have.
Oh, I have to go out?
I mean, if you, it's a perfect nightcap.
Okay.
It's one of the craziest nightcaps you can have.
Okay,
especially
are they
after
late? Are
several.
They late?
Yes.
Okay.
Or they should be, especially after several adult beverages.
Okay.
To scarf down some Raising Cane's is just poetry.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Okay. So they have a new promo for the NBA playoffs called Brickin' for Chicken.
It's not a new promo, sorry.
Just let it go, Kevin.
No. It's a season long promo.
Oh, it's a season long promo that we're just incredibly late to. Called Brickin' for Chicken.
We're not that late. It's just there have been two one happened in the play-in game, and then the other story happened intentionally.
Okay. So the rule of the promotion is simple. If a player from the visiting team misses both of their free throws on a trip to the line in the second half of a game, everyone in the hometown will receive either a 5-count, an 8-count, or 12-count bucket of Chick-fil-A nuggets. Mm. How do they determine how big the size of the nuggets are?
If two players.
Oh, okay. So it's.
Or the second time, then the third time.
Got
it.
So the first time it happens.
It's five.
You get five.
The second time's eight.
The second time a second player misses both free throws, it's eight. And then if a third player in the second half of the game on the opposing team misses.
There we go.
Then you get 12 chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
We did it. This rules. That's great. That's a good idea. I feel like they've been trying to figure out a way to give out free fries or free food for in-game scenarios.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't
clicked. Have the Taco Bell.
What was that?
I think you get a free taco if somebody steals a base in the World Series or playoffs.
Okay. Yeah.
That hits.
Yeah.
But it's limited to seven opportunities.
I think this is the right way to do it. Because first and foremost, you have a great name, Brickin' for Chicken. That's memorable stuff.
Excellent.
Great name, great concept, because everyone in the arena is rooting for the other team to miss free throws anyway.
Yeah.
So, and if you're ever, at a basketball game, when the crowd gets crazy for a missed free throw and then they miss one, it's great. If they miss two in a row.
Which is pretty rare for a professional.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting, though.
Yeah, that's great.
And so to sort of become the official brand of Brickin', Brickin' for Chicken. I think this is really smart, and I think this will stay around.
Yeah, I like it. I love it. I wish I had some free nuggets.
I'm hungry.
I'm very hungry.
Yeah, I've been on the fitness kick, so just I would kill for fried chicken of any sort, really.
But it was really awesome to see Boban.
Yeah. He missed one.
Yeah, he intentionally missed. He missed a free throw, and then the crowd was getting really hype about it. And he was on the Houston Rockets, and they weren't playing for shit at the end of the year. So, when they were in LA, the crowd was going nuts after he missed the first one. And he's just he hyped him up a little bit, and then I'm gonna miss this.
He said, "I'm gonna miss this one." He's like, "I got you guys." Okay.
And then he just bricks it, and
let me watch
the whole arena.
Video.
Whole arena goes crazy.
He did it purposely.
Yeah. He's a man of the people.
Yeah, that's a cool move to do. Yeah. He does. He acknowledges. Yeah. He's like, "I got this, guys. I know that if I miss a shot, I'm gonna get everyone free chicken."
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, I don't think if anyone's going to do that in the playoffs or in a meaningful game.
No, definitely not.
But
obviously.
He purposely missed and he got everybody free chicken. So that rules. We didn't talk about this, but Subway... Our favorite brand.
Yeah.
They have a new promotion. Famously, they have the $5 footlong.
Oh, we did miss this. What the hell?
And now they have the $6 6-inch sub.
Trash.
Which does not have the same ring to it.
Trash.
And Kevin, this is This is talk about Joe Biden's America.
We're not talking
snackflation.
About snackflation. Yeah, snackflation.
So $5 used to get you a foot long. So $5 get you 12 inches. And now $6, which is sad, more than $5, gets you 6 inches.
Sad. A dollar per inch for a Subway sub?
Oof.
That's,
I don't like that.
That's
math.
Trash.
That
get
math
that out
ain't
here.
Mathin'.
We're paying New York City prices for fucking trash subs. Come on.
Yeah, that's not great. I thought it was at first. I was like, oh, $6 footlongs. I was like, okay, you know, inflation, economy, things change. Doesn't have the same ring to it, but $6 for a footlong, sure, that's still a good deal.
Yeah.
$6 for a 6-inch sub, and anyone's ever eaten a 6-inch Subway sub. It's
not
like,
enough.
That's just not enough. Yeah. Have you ever gone to Subway
no.
and gotten a 6-inch
no.
sub? Never in my life.
Maybe I've
ever.
Split a maybe I've split a foot long with somebody, or like had a foot long,
and then
you
saved
know,
a little
saved
bit
some,
for
yeah.
later. No, I mean you don't get like 6 inches no. at Subway. It's just
well, sure, surely the price markup has everything to do with them using better quality ingredients and slicing the meat while
yeah.
slicing the meat fresh to order.
Yeah, no, this is
it's got to be way better.
This is bad. This is not good. Subway, like, you know, the $6 6-inch. And the thing about it is they have a billboard or some sort of like poster that went viral that just said 6 inches, $6. You can't do that. Even yeah. if that's the price of it, you can't make it into a promo. You're famous for having the $5 foot long.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I don't know. You should have known better. Than
well, they're also famous for having Jared, and they've, you know.
Yeah, they'll do anything to try to change that narrative, which, sure, but like, ah, man.
Just sweep it under the rug. $5 foot long never happened. Jared never happened.
No, I mean, they should try to, they should do a better deal. They should have some sort of $4 yeah. foot long is how you change it, you know. Oh, moving on from Jared. Jared is the best. $4 for a foot long, but
yeah.
that would be a tough deal. That would be tough on their economics.
Yeah, imagine. They got to make a profit. They got to maximize shareholder value.
Yeah, Alex. Speaking of, that's why the Dial Line is going to a subscription model, Kevin. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Time to pay up.
Pay up.
Yeah, the Dial Line, it's over for you broke boys, and yeah. I'd love to do package design.
I know. We got to get a team account.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think you like package design? Do you like it enough to pay $3 a month?
Right.
We'll see.
You know, it's good. You should be paying for good journalism.
Absolutely. You know you got that. Like, yeah. listen, our listeners, they're not, they got that kind of money. They you know, they'll support.
It's $3.
They'll support the arts, and they'll support, and our listeners, they want the leading global package design community and showcase of package design inspiration. They yeah. need that.
They need it.
That. And they need the industry news, the sustainable packaging news, and design trends. They need that. And to be honest, I think they've been doing you a favor for decades, for giving it to you for free. So what's the least you could do to give the amazing team over at the Dial Line a couple dollars
couple
for
bucks.
Their service?
A couple bucks.
We've been talking about this since we started the pod. Like, the Dial Line is not just, you know, sort of place for, you know, just getting design news anymore. They have think pieces.
Yeah, you can get
there.
Real news.
You get real news over there, and you can get real good takes as well. It's not just like, here's the news. Do with it what you want. They have opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of stuff we salute over here.
Yeah.
So shout out to Dial Line. Good people over there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sign up for their subscription model, and it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it, honestly. And I think, listen, if there are things that you want to support, I always say this, like, podcasts I listen to, I don't have a problem giving them $5 a month, you know? Mm-hmm. They've given me so much free content.
Yeah.
And it's like, I enjoy that. So I might as well give you a couple bucks.
Yeah,
and it's just like
a
way of saying thank you.
Give them a little slice of pie.
Yeah, just give them a little bit. Kevin, the better bagel.
Catching a lot of heat.
Yeah, so longtime listeners of the pod will know that we covered the Better Bagel 3 years
2021.
Ago. 2021.
Early days of pod, one of the first video things we ever did that yeah. never came out.
Yeah, well, who could forget? The Better Bagel, for those that aren't familiar, is a concept and a D2C brand that is making better bagels. They're packaged in sort of an
quote-unquote
Apple, right. very techie, very minimalist package yeah. design that
good package design.
That we loved.
Beautiful.
And won a bunch of awards, if I can remember correctly. And we were excited about it. Obviously, as a bagelsman, yeah. Someone who grew up on bagels, I was a bit dubious and a little, concerned
yep.
maybe about the taste.
Rightfully so.
But I was curious because you know, a better bagel with less carbs and less calories. You know, that would be the holy grail if they could figure that out. And we ordered it, and if I recall correctly, first order was moldy, so not a great start. Mm-hmm. And then the second order, because we told them, and they immediately, you know, sort of sent us the second. Second was not moldy, and we tried it. I think we tried it on the pot.
We
toasted
it,
and we put cream cheese on it, and
we had some schmear.
Yeah, we gave it the real test, and I personally did not enjoy it. Yeah, I felt like it was doing a bagel a disservice. Yeah. If I recall, I believe my take was just eat a bagel. If you want a bagel, have a bagel.
Have half a bagel.
Or like, yeah, don't eat three bagels like I do. Like, have one bagel. But it isn't a bagel substitute, in my opinion. It's a sort of different type of thing. Mm-hmm. Since then, the brand has expanded to buns, pretzel buns, and other pieces of product.
Lots of other better breads.
Other better breads. And I think they've done well. I mean, we've always liked their taglines. Consider the grain changed.
Yeah, they do. Have a good brand.
They have a good
brand. They got some good creative.
Yep. And I will say this also. At that time, I probably wasn't the fitness guru that I am right now. You know?
Yeah.
So like the amount of protein in these products really didn't mean much to me. But today, I'm all about my proteins.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get those proteins up.
Well, they got mad fiber too.
Yeah.
They made me fart like crazy.
They had a ton of fiber. That was a big thing. Another thing, though, that I think I'm trying to get my fiber up.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, trying to get the fiber up, trying to get those proteins up. And so...
Sounds like you need to try this.
So it sounds like, in theory, I need this. But they are... they went viral this week, and not for the good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Someone took a photo of the better bun, and it was what I would describe as, it looked like it had transformed into fried chicken.
Yeah.
Because it was so brown and squished and sort of crackly.
It kind of looked like it had been like vacuum sealed, flash frozen. So like every little wrinkle was like frozen in, and it did look like fried chicken.
Yeah, and it had a little bit of mold, a little bit of white kind of
dusting
over the top, or that's what it looks like. Maybe that's just flour, but I don't know. And yeah, it doesn't make me scream, I want to go and try the better bun.
Yeah.
And I do love a pretzel bun. This isn't a pretzel bun. The biggest problem that they have is that the photo, which is on the front of the packaging.
The creative's too good.
Yeah. I mean, this is what you get, though, misleading sort of customers in a way. Like, you have a photo of your product on the front, and then you have the reality on the inside.
Yeah.
And if those two things don't align, you're asking for trouble.
Yes, you really
are. And that's
are.
What happened here, is because it's very easy to see a photo of what they're saying marketing-wise and what is reality. And that's always a recipe for
disaster. Would it go over better if they didn't have the photo on the front?
Probably. I mean, I think this would have been disgusting and terrible, but I don't know. Like, someone would have had to Photoshop like a picture of what it was supposed to be from the website, and then the picture of what it was.
Yeah.
And it still could have gotten, you know, some attention.
I'm curious though, like, I would like to see it defrosted.
Oh, you're saying like if this, like, someone took this?
Well, like I said, I think it appears like it was like kind of flash frozen and like vacuum sealed at the same time, maybe. So like, does it, you know, spring back up when it's defrosted? You know, does it appear to be not fried? Does it appear to be bread?
Yeah,
and not fried chicken when it thaws out. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I need to see all the facts here.
I think the idea of a delivery direct to consumer bread company is tricky. Like, I don't even think it has anything to do with the carbs or the betterness of the bagel. It's just sending bread in the mail is just not an easy thing to do. Like, I just think bread is, I mean, bread in any scenario like lasts for like 10 minutes. So I don't know. I think that concept of this brand is a tough one. And I will say, there's another brand that I saw in the grocery store called Royo, and similar concept.
Is it yogurt bread?
No, it's the same thing, like high protein, low calorie sort of bread.
Okay.
And it's got some similar macros. I don't know what a macro is, but the packaging is a little less apple and a little bit more like fun and playful, and doesn't have a picture of what the product is on the front.
Well, that's probably for the best.
And it might do a little better. But again, I don't know. We'll see. I think the Better Bagel has a lot of like funding behind it. I think also with some of the beef that people are having with like how much funding companies get, and if you raise $100 million, people,
damn,
you know, kind of should be getting products that work. But I mean, that's, I don't know. I don't want to take their side, but it's just because they raised money doesn't mean they're not going to have quality issues on their products.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, there's another big story. I don't know if you saw this. There's a, you know, that AI pin that sort of, it sort of looks like a box. It's like a square thing that you can wear on your body.
No.
So long story short, there's a brand that's like been working on this pin, and it's sort of a tech device. And it sort of like sits on your shoulder, and you can ask it questions, and you can kind of get like, you know, directions, and it can like, you know, sort of be like a sort of a Siri, but, you know, on your body, because like everyone loves Siri.
It's like Neuralink, but not in your brain.
Yeah. What's that movie?
Her.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that, but it's not in your ear. It's on your body. And so it raised an ungodly amount of money from tech, you know, Silicon Valley people. And Marquise Brown, do you know who that guy is? So he's a YouTuber who does like product reviews. Mm-hmm. Very, very popular. And he did the sort of Apple Vision Pro one.
Okay, yeah, I know this guy.
And he got like, you know, 20 million views or whatever on that video. So he's become kind of like the main video tech guy. And so he trashed the AI pin.
Oof.
And he said, the worst product they've ever reviewed. And like, damn, kind of a little bit of clickbait. And so there was a lot of conversation online, as, you know, sort of it got some of the Silicon Valley tech guys mad.
Aww.
That he kind of was killing the product and had such a big sort of viewership, that is that necessarily fair for a product that hasn't even really come out yet and it's sort of still in beta, and, you know, kind of like for them to, you know, or for Marquise to kind of put it in the ground and bury it and sort of, you know, sort of make it go viral for how terrible it is. It's kind of, it's a little, it's tricky, but also the guy reviews products. What's he supposed to do? Lie and say it's the best thing on the planet Earth?
Yeah. It's a catch-22.
Yeah. But it is a little interesting, because I could, you know, I understand if you invest, you know, millions of dollars into a product and then some guy goes online and says it's the worst in product he's ever reviewed. It's not great for your business.
Yeah. Well, I think with the Better Bagel, they've had an ample time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to like trash them completely. Cause I'm sure, you know, like it's for a certain type of person, you know, rich health nut who's watching carbs and they want that. So that's good. That's cool for them. But, I feel pretty neutral to seeing them get the, smoke that they're getting, because they've been kind of doing this for a minute. So
they should have gotten this right, and they're sort of expanding to other products. But I mean, they're going to have quality issues, like all companies do. There are going to be products that get sent back.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the internet, it's, you know, you have one mess up and it's bad. Fanatics, what do they mess up? Three jerseys, you know?
One mess up. Yeah.
I'm
kidding. One mess up, you know, sweep it under the rug, but, you know.
No, I know. I think this is
consistent.
I think this is a bigger problem with the
consistent
Better Bagel.
Mess ups.
And do better, I guess. That's better. Note for me to do better. His name is Marquise Brown Lee, not Marquise Brown. So,
Brown Lee,
check him out on YouTube. 18.7 million subscribers.
Jeez Louise.
And he put out a video: do bad reviews kill companies. So, yeah, this is a bit of an interesting situation.
Yeah, is the thumbnail fire? I kind of want to watch it. Not clickbait.
Yeah, the worst product I've ever reviewed. He changed it, I think, maybe ... for now. So he updated it. It's 25 minutes and has 6.7 million views. I mean, it does bring up a good question. YouTube video reviewers, I think free speech, Kevin, is really important. You should be able to give a review if you think something's trash.
That's a hot take.
I do think there's a little bit of sensationalism, because if he says it's not good, it's not ready for market, that's probably not going to get as many clicks as the worst product I've ever reviewed ever. No. It's terrible. Kill the company. So, that's, I see. We live in a society. Speaking of, Kevin, one of my favorite videos I saw on TikTok this weekend was a talking head guy by the name of Nick Jackson. Mm-hmm. And he was doing one of the green screen videos about a story that had the Food and Drug Administration was alerting customers to an unfortunate mix-up for zero sugar ginger ale Schweppes. And so they had done a sort of internal investigation, and they had found that the cans of ginger ale that were labeled zero sugar, in fact, contained full sugar product.
Yeah.
Can you believe this?
That's Kevin? Tough. I mean, that's just a whoopsies. Yeah. That's just, let's just sweep that mistake under the rug.
Whoopsies. Sorry, diabetics and people that are trying to avoid sugar. You know.
I mean, the diabetics aspect of this is pretty tough.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I remember there was a big issue at Coke when they put out sort of the Christmas Coca-Cola Polar Bear limited edition cans. They were all white. And they looked awesome, but they were full flavored Coca-Cola, and
they looked like Diet Coke.
And they looked like Diet Coke.
Do you see?
And people could not read and did not read. And
that's tough.
There was a big issue, and they had to recall them, and they had to sort of immediately change it. So, yeah, no, I mean, when you're talking about sugar specifically, you have to get it right. And so this guy on TikTok did one of the videos, and he said he called the brand Shiwei Peepees. The best part is that I don't know how to pronounce this brand, Shiwei Peepees. So he was aware that he didn't know how to pronounce it. I mean, listen, we've been there before, but Shiwei Peepees is so far from Schweppes that
I mean, this is inside job.
You think this is? Oh my god! You think this is viral marketing?
It's such a
Donald Glover's behind this.
It's for him. It's for him. It's for his own. Like, it's like clickbait. It's a different type of.
You
like,
think he purposely called 100%. It Shiwei Peepees?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
I don't think anyone's that incompetent.
Watch this clip. It is laugh out loud funny. Shiwei Peepees. Hold on, I think I have.
I LOL'd, and I still think it's funny.
Sorry. Okay, ready for the clip? Here we go.
Yeah.
Sugar-free Shiwei Peepees.
Yeah, I mean, people get a kick out of hearing other people mispronounce words. It's comedy.
They should put out
it's a good trope.
If they were smart, they should put out an ad that said Shiwei Peepees, and they should
get some good PR after.
Yeah. They should turn this into something positive for them, because when was the last time anyone talked about Shiwei Peepees before?
Yeah, I
not
can't.
A ton.
Not me. I've never talked about Shiwei Peepees at all.
Not me. But it does make me question whether this is real or not. One of the things, I think that goes across everything. It's like, what's real, what's not? Yeah. The rap beef,
everything's
like,
real.
What's AI, what's not? The biggest disappointment, Kevin, is that those Deadpool Wolverine popcorn cups, those are fake?
Yeah.
Ah, man, I really want them to be real.
Yeah. I'm not going to put it past Ryan Reynolds to
make them.
To either be behind like a fake release of a fuckable popcorn bucket.
if you didn't see...
Who knew? Who knew that 2024 would be the year of fuckable popcorn?
Fuckable popcorns, yeah. I agree. This is what marketing is. So if you haven't seen it, obviously Dune 2 had a fuckable popcorn bucket that was so viral that like it was on Jimmy Kimmel and it became this huge thing. So I believe I predicted this, that people were going to make other popcorn buckets that were sort of bizarre, maybe had innuendo. So when I saw the Marvel ones where the hole was just a giant mouth, I was like, this is exactly what I predicted. So I'm very sad to see that this is AI, but at least
there's still time. I think that the movies
comes out in July. They should be.
I can't wait.
They should be doing production on these things right now.
Yeah.
Fuck Ryan Reynolds. he's behind this. I can't support.
Maybe.
Then.
It's unconfirmed.
Yeah. So, last story of the day, Kevin. A new day. A new water brand that looks like beer. This time, it's called Not Beer, and it is a zero carb, zero alcohol, zero taste beer. And it looks like beer, and it's getting a lot of love on the internet. And it is Kraft Liquid Death. That's what it is. It is exactly the same idea, just taken one style of beer for Liquid Death and then doing a different style of beer for not beer.
Yeah.
And I do not like this, and I'll tell you why. I think the idea of a craft liquid death is lazy, but to call it not beer is even lazier.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you had done this craft aesthetic for a water brand that was meant to sort of take the aesthetics of another category like beer, first and foremost, it was already done and everyone knows it, but there's room for number two. Just don't call it not beer. It's like, it's obvious it looks like beer. You don't need to make it so obvious that it says not beer on it.
It's not beer, dude.
But I know that. I know that it looks like beer, but it's not beer. I know, but Liquid Death already did that. So you don't need to tell people it again.
Well, they're just doing it.
they're just overdoing it.
They're doing it ironic style.
But it doesn't feel ironic. It feels earnest. Like the website and the branding and everything is like, it just feels, I don't know. It just feels like
it's pretty close.
It feels like a copycat is what it feels like.
It feels way close. And you can tell that they got some creative behind it. You know, they got some copy that sounds like I might have written.
Yeah.
They've got a rotating can on the website. You know, that's a nice trick.
We love that. Is it from Anheuser-Busch? I believe it is.
Is it really?
I think so. So I don't know. It just feels like it just feels lazy to me. It just feels like it's been done, and I feel like you're just kind of trying to just kind of make the same thing but just slightly different. And I will say there was someone on Twitter, I don't know whose name it is, but talked about the trend of what he labeled chaos packaging.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
And I love that idea. And basically the idea is simply like putting products in different types of package structures,
mm-hmm.
or using identity systems from other categories, you know, putting water in a cardboard box or putting olive oil in a paint can. Mm-hmm. I think this has become a trend because, yeah, we're talking about trying to stand out from categories and differentiate. And I think that is a really cool idea. It's something that I've been talking about actually here in the studio for a while, is like using codes from different industries, different categories to stand out from a category when everyone does the same thing. Sounds, you know,
yeah, like you got to stand out.
Simulate, Liquid Death, like a lot of the brands that we work with do that.
So much noise.
So I just feel like this was too, I don't know, it just feels too obvious. It just feels like a Me Too, and it feels like a Liquid Death copycat. I will say it's well executed in its design. Like, I think it will probably work. I think
it looks solid.
The initial reaction I saw from the internet looked positive.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, it looked like people were like into it. They were
it older millennials?
Probably.
I feel like older millennials are gonna love this shit. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. No shade at them, but like
every article that I'm reading here is like new sparkling water brand. It is sparkling, so maybe that's something to know, but Liquid Death is sparkling. New sparkling water brand, not beer, wants to capitalize on Liquid Death's popularity. Like, that's the story. That's like, that's literally the headline. So that's how I feel. It feels like they're trying to just steal some of the sauce.
Yeah, freaking capitalism, bro.
Yeah, and they changed it.
What a drag.
But they did it well, that I think it will work, but it just makes me a little sad that they stooped to that low, and that they're doing that. So, before we end the show, we should give a shout out to our favorite chef, David Chang.
Yeah, good guy.
Good guy.
wasn't a good guy 2 weeks ago, but
that's right.
You know, he backed down, and now he's a good guy.
he was at the center of a very viral, very heated PR dispute over the word Chili Crunch, and we talked about it on the show, so we just want to follow up here and say, way to go, David.
Yeah.
You did it.
He did the right thing.
He withdrew his cease and desist and will no longer be a trademark bully. That's you know.
Oh, not for this.
No, not now.
maybe for other ventures.
So he also, I'm reading, had a 20-minute special episode of his podcast where he was joined by the company CEO to discuss the whole Chili Crunch debacle. So good on you, David.
Yeah, transparency.
Way to go. Transparency.
Vindicated.
And
Yep. Shout out to the internet for bullying him yes. into doing the right thing. Sometimes the internet works in positive ways.
That's true. Shout out to the internet. And yeah, that's the show. We have guests next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about Zuck next week too. We didn't forget about
how hot Zuck's looking online, and you know, just how damn sexy he is now. Yeah. So we'll tackle that next week with our guests who are in the tech biz. So yeah. We will look forward to that.
Some tech boys.
Tech boys. Next week. Peace. Yep. Yeah. Opportunity be knocking. You gotta let a motherfucker in. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. All my life I was a fuck up. Now I pull the truck up. Same bitch stuck up. Now she wanna suck us. See me hanging out the window screaming, what? No more tough luck. A different glove is what I'm cut from. Baby, oh my lord. The cops chasing Bronson in the old white Ford. Shit, I'm on that all night tour. Bitch, I'm alright, but I'm off that roar. I'm in the road, dancing styles on the top floor. You would swear I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm not, Lord. Hot hoes, every city that we go singing. Heads high, kill them what they know. All I do is eat oysters and speak six languages and three voices. It's Adriatic summers on a sailboat. Don't even try to call, I'm not available for nothing. Unless it's stupid paper. How about the Studebaker with Anita Baker? Opportunity be knocking. You gotta let a motherfucker in. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. I feel so alive, I think I shit myself. I should kiss myself. I'm staring at the man inside the mirror. The reflection shows a wolf though. Goddamn, I'm still cute, ho. All my women play the flute. Serve me plates of melon and prosciutto. Left-handed make the fender cry. Count money with a reverent smile, a devil's eye. Half Cherokee and Gemini. Motherfuckers are dump heat from Jump Street. And turn your chest plate to lunch meat. I'm in a Humvee, looking like a young me. Now these motherfuckers all wanna be chubby. I switched the season, now the hair's curl. Tan skin, I need a bad girl. Cause James Brown said it's a man's world. In a Trans Am twirl. The burner handle made of pearl. That's just daddy's little girl. Opportunity be knocking. You gotta let a motherfucker in. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. Opportunity be knocking. Knocking. Let that motherfucker in. Let that bitch in. Opportunity be knocking.